Welcome to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160 with your host, Dr. Bob Hedaya. Sit back, relax, listen, and learn about a unique approach to mental health. And now, here is your host of the Whole Psychiatry Hour, Dr. Bob Hedaya.
Good morning, folks. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning. I'm Dr. Bob Hedaya, your host on the Whole Psychiatry Hour. We're here every Sunday at 11 a.m. That's 1160 at 11, during which time you will learn about the many facets of life that affect our mental health. On today's program, we're going to talk with a director of a medical laboratory, Spectracell Laboratories Incorporated, about nutritional testing. You know, as lay people and even as physicians, it's very unusual for us to hear the perspective of the people we rely on so heavily, the directors of the laboratories. You go to your doctor, you get some blood work done, you take it for granted that everything's being done properly by the laboratory. You don't think about that. This is a very unusual opportunity today, and I think you will learn some very surprising things on today's program when we speak with Dr. John Crawford. But first, for those of you who are listening for the first time, let me introduce myself and the whole psychiatry concept. I'm a board-certified adult and adolescent psychiatrist. I'm a psychopharmacologist in clinical practice in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And I'm the author of two books, Understanding Biological Psychiatry, as well as the Antidepressant Survival Program, which kind of outline in detail the evolution of my thinking. At Georgetown University, I trained psychiatrists in psychoendocrinology, the study of the interaction between hormones and the brain. And I'm finally, but not the last on my list, I'm a practitioner of functional medicine, which is a discipline in which we work on correcting the metabolic processes in the body, the metabolism of the body. So what is whole psychiatry? Whole psychiatry is a way of looking at mental health that incorporates all of the different factors that can affect mental health. We look at the whole picture. In whole psychiatry, as I like to say, we shrink outside the box. And we need to do this because the current conventional treatments alone offer some improvement, but overall poor response rates. In whole psychiatry, we look at the interaction between the mind and the body, the immune system, hormones, nutrition, genetics, liver, the gut, lifestyle, spirituality, the places we work in, environmental factors such as chemical toxins, politics, family structure. Today, we're going to talk about vitamins and your mental health. So, I want to start by giving you some of the latest facts on B vitamins and how they're connected to your mental health, as well as heart disease, cancers, and many other disorders. So first, let's talk about vitamin B12. Its importance in mental health cannot be underestimated, and a deficiency of vitamin B12 can mimic many medical and mental health conditions: dementia, depression, panic disorder, hallucinations, anxiety disorders, even what's commonly referred to as medication poop out. You're on a medication, and suddenly, for no apparent reason, it stops working. I had a patient who actually was on Prozac for at least 12 years, and he was doing quite well, and then he became stressed, and so he started to have a tendency to overeat. And in his overeating, he started to have reflux, so he's put on Prilosec, which lowered his B12 levels. Over the period of a couple of years, he developed panic attacks, and it turned out that his panic attacks were caused by his low B12 levels. So rather than change his medication, we gave him B12 injections. Now, how do you know if you're low in vitamin B12? There are different levels of sophistication, and this is where our program is aiming today. There are different levels of sophistication in looking at blood levels. How do we know if we're low? Well, we can check B12 levels in the blood, but that is the least sensitive way of determining your B12 status. You can have a normal B12 level and still be deficient in vitamin B12. You can also be anemic. You can look for anemia. You can look for large red blood cells. These are additional ways of detecting low vitamin B12 status. How good is this? Well, not very good. A 1988 study published in the very well-respected New England Journal of Medicine showed that over 83% of the people who were found to have B12 deficiency did not have the traditional low B12 level or changes in their red blood cells. So what do you do? Well, the next level of sophistication is to look at something you may have heard about called homocysteine. Problem with that is it's not the most sensitive, although it's a little bit better, but it also reflects folic acid levels and status. And the ranges of what is normal and not normal are changing all the time. The range is getting more and more narrow. You can look at another chemical called methylmalonic acid, which is very specific to B12 metabolic pathways, but in my hands, I find it to be relatively insensitive. Today, we're going to talk with Dr. Crawford about another way of detecting vitamin B12 deficiency. Let's look at folic acid. Folic acid is like the $1 bill of the body's currency. Imagine taking the $1 bill, or maybe now with inflation, the $20 bill, out of the currency, out of the economic currency of this country. A folic acid deficiency is that kind of thing. It's pervasive in terms of the body's chemistry. It's the building, helps us use building blocks to make molecules, break down molecules. It's involved in the expression of genes, cancer prevention, involved in neurotransmitter production and breakdown, involved in helping to prevent heart disease. Abnormalities associated with folic acid deficiency can be associated with cancer, psychiatric disorders, dementia, cognitive decline, and folic acid itself can be quite useful in the treatment of depression. How do we test for folic acid deficiency? We can look at the red blood cell levels. We can look at homocysteine. But again, today we're going to talk with Dr. Crawford about another way of detecting folic acid deficiency, a way that is more sensitive. There's so much to learn about our nutritional status. This is Dr. Hedaya on the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. We're going to be talking with Dr. Crawford about vitamins and our mental health. We'll be back shortly with more information for you.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $150,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-612-3600. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just complete a short application over the phone. If you qualify, your coverage starts right away. That's instant term life coverage in one simple call. Call Jefferson National at 1-866-612-3600. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations. Based in Dallas, Texas, Jefferson National issues term life under form number JNLSEL03 or a state variation. Call Jefferson National now. 1-866-612-3600. That's 1-866-612-3600.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-8917. That's 800-449-8917. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-8917. That's 800-449-8917.
this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Talk Radio WMET 1160 is your station for intelligent talk and a little bit of wackiness.
Grease Bag gets you started in the morning at 6,
followed by Tony Snow at 9,
J.T. Ballard at noon,
G. Gordon Liddy at 2,
Linda Chavez on your drive home,
the Bauer and Rose Show in the evenings,
and Alan Combs late nights.
Your station for talk. WMET 1160
and online at WMET1160.com.
Let's get back to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. Here is your host, Dr. Bob Hedaya.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Hedaya on the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. We're going to be talking very shortly with Dr. Fred Crawford of Spectracell Laboratories. Before we get to that, I just want to mention something which is really somewhat cutting edge, and it's very important for you to know about, something you can look into with your physician, and that is genetic testing for a genetic problem in using folic acid. As I said before the break, folic acid is associated with many metabolic functions in the body, and a deficiency is associated with many problems, including psychiatric disorders and dementia, heart disease, etc. Well, as it turns out, somewhere between 5 and 20% of the population, that means up to 1 in 5 of the people you know or who are listening to this, are deficient in an enzyme that helps them use folic acid. And that's based on a genetic problem. This test can now be done very easily. It's called MTHFR. You can have your doctor test this at any laboratory, and it will tell you and him whether you are able to use the standard form of folic acid effectively. And if not, there's a very simple remedy, a simple way of getting around it, a specific form of folic acid that you can take, and that can prevent or help prevent many of the disorders we're talking about. Well, now we're going to move forward with Dr. Crawford. He is currently the vice president of Spectracell Laboratories based in Houston, Texas. Dr. Crawford's laboratory expertise goes back to 1985 when he was the general manager of a major lab, Smith Kline Laboratory. Then he went on to Physicians Clinical Services. He has a doctorate in biochemistry from the Medical College of Pennsylvania and a Bachelor of Science in Biological Science from Drexel University. He's authored numerous professional articles and has been an invited speaker at a number of national meetings. Dr. Crawford, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Dr. Hedaya, thank you. It's a pleasure to join you today and your audience. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. Dr. Crawford, can you tell us what it is that you do?
What we do at Spectracell is we determine functional deficiencies of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants within the cell.
What do you mean by functional deficiencies?
The traditional laboratory test that the clinician normally performs measures how much of a vitamin, folic acid, is present in the serum or the liquid component of blood. What we measure is your cell able to use the folic acid that's present within it in an efficient manner?
So in a way, it's kind of like the standard approach is maybe to measure how much gas is in your tank, but you want to go further and see, well, can the engine actually use the gas?
That's correct. We're looking at how well that engine is running on the gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you get into this?
Well, I was very fortunate. I had been working with Smith Kline for a number of years and then went out with another laboratory, and I was contacted by some people because I was becoming increasingly frustrated with that independent laboratory industry, and I heard about this, and I thought, geez, this is really a new way of practicing medicine. I really thought it was very pioneering technology, and that medicine in the future would be moving in this direction. And I found it fabulously exciting, and it was the right decision. There's no question about that. I really am enjoying our work and the progress we're making in seeing this kind of thinking being incorporated into more and more clinical medicine.
Well, as you know, but the audience may not know, the idea of looking at function as opposed to some kind of a static measure, you know, is really somewhat revolutionary in clinical medicine. The idea of seeing, you know, not, you know, the analogy I often use is maybe you look at a shock absorber on a car and you want to know if it works. So maybe you get a ruler and you measure, you know, if it should be 12 inches and it's 10 inches, you say, hey, it's pretty good. If it's 4 inches, you say, well, maybe you need a new shock absorber. But a functional test kind of applies a stress and sees how the system functions under real life conditions. And you're talking about measuring the function in the laboratory of nutrients. How well can the body use these nutrients under certain conditions? Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's move on. What I'd like to do today is go through a variety of the vitamins and try to look at some specific ways and that they affect mental health. What role would you say the B vitamins as a group play in mental health?
Oh, I think it's huge and very much underestimated. First of all, we find that depending on which B vitamin we're talking about, deficiencies can range from about 10% of the population to as high as 35% of the population may have deficiencies in some of these vitamins.
And you're talking about adults, not elderly, not children?
No, I'm talking about adults, people between the ages of 30 to 65.
What about in the elderly? These numbers must go up, I would imagine.
Well, that's a very interesting question, because when we looked at patients who were over the age of 75, we actually found that the percentages of abnormalities were decreased.
That's surprising.
And I think the reason for that is that, you know, I'm testing survivors.
Okay.
And that, you know, the impacts of these chronic deficiencies has limited the lifetime. And as much as we all want to live well and healthy and long lives, if we don't do something when we're 35, we may not be 80.
Okay, so that's very interesting. You're getting at the survivors. Let me ask you this. If we look at the individual B vitamins, can you tell the audience, what are the mental health symptoms and signs of, say, a vitamin B1 deficiency?
Well, it will vary. Vitamin B1 is frequently associated with Alzheimer's. I've seen some information with Alzheimer's and cognitive function particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through some of that's the most common one. Clearly, and you've talked about it already with the audience, folic acid, vitamin B6, and vitamin B12, not only in depression, but also when they're deficient in improving the outcome of antidepressant therapy.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of information out there in the literature that shows that therapies can be markedly enhanced by correcting these vitamin deficiencies that are so common.
There's one study on fluoxetine, or commonly known as Prozac, where they took people and they gave them Prozac plus folic acid or Prozac alone, and the response rate went up significantly with people who were on a combination of Prozac and folic acid, and the number of side effects actually went down. So that was pretty interesting. Back to B1 for a second. I know that people who drink excessively or who eat a lot of carbohydrates can be deficient in vitamin B1.
Correct.
Right? And are there any, aside from the cognitive problems with vitamin B1, are there any other mental health problems that you have associated?
Well, I'm not sure. I include Alzheimer's as a mental condition.
Right.
Obviously, fatigue, which can contribute to all kinds of mental issues, is related because vitamin B1 is so intimately involved in our energy production in our bodies.
That makes sense. So, because it makes sense to me because energy production is the critical issue, really. It's all about energy.
Mm-hmm.
How about vitamin B2, riboflavin?
Again, fatigue, hyperhomocysteinemia, which was, the high homocysteine levels, which is related to Alzheimer's. That's principally what I've seen in that area in most of the research.
And how about vitamin B3? There's a lot of that's niacin. There's a lot of information in the orthomolecular literature about vitamin B3 and psychiatric disorders, including schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia and anxiety is my what I've been reading about.
Okay. And moving along, vitamin B5, pantothenic acid.
I would stress tolerance. People with pantothenic acid deficiency seem to have an impaired ability to tolerate stress.
That's what I've seen as well.
Which is really critical to our long-term survival, dealing with stress.
Okay, so just people listening to this can see there's a clear association here with the B vitamins and mental health function and how you feel day to day. Now, somebody, maybe you can tell the audience a little bit more specifically about what you do, what kind of testing you do. Why is your test different? How does it work?
Well, what we actually do is, your doctor draws a blood specimen and sends it to our laboratory in Houston, and we isolate from it living cells, and the cells we use are a form of white blood cells, and we actually grow these cells in tissue culture.
What is a tissue culture?
Tissue culture is a broth or a medium in which the cells are allowed to grow as they would in the body. Just in your blood, these cells are living and they're flowing around in the blood where they have nutrients to keep them thriving. Well, a tissue culture is an artificial system where we take those cells out of the blood and put them in a mixture and then test them to see how well they can grow under a variety of conditions. And it's really critical to our health. The cell we're looking at is a lymphocyte, which really is host to your immune system. And so we're really looking at, in a way, at the health of your immune system. It's how well are your cells able to function in response to a challenge. So we look at the lymphocytes in your patient's blood, expose them to a variety of different growth conditions, and measure how well those cells perform in the presence and absence of varying vitamins and minerals, and in doing so, are able to show that those cells are deficient in folic acid or deficient in vitamin B12. And as you said earlier in your presentation, it's well published now that people can have completely normal serum levels of vitamin B12 or folic acid and have none of the classical symptoms of deficiency that physicians are trained to look for in medical school, and yet at a functional level be very deficient. We find, for example, that about 30% of the people we test are vitamin B12 deficient.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. That's very high.
Yes.
That's
very. And when I first said that to the chief of geriatrics down at the medical school in Galveston at the University of Texas, said I was crazy because I was saying these deficiencies, and yet that's shortly thereafter, an article was published in Lancet, a very well-respected British medical journal that said exactly what I was saying, that people are functionally deficient.
I'm going to interrupt you. We'll be back with Dr. Crawford on the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. We're going to talk about other vitamins and minerals and how you can find out whether you need to be tested.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2006 is to save more money, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-316-5711. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-316-5711. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-316-5711. 800-316-5711. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-316-5711.
Some look up to the Man of Steel and others follow the lines in the web. But I look up to my real life icon, my dad. And calling him anything less than great would be misguided. In his warm arms, I confided all of my fears. And as my time to rear others grows near, I'm reminded that women marry men just like their fathers. And I hope that's true. Anything less, might as well not even bother.
A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, the Ad Council, and this radio station. Visit fatherhood.org for more information. Have you been a dad today?
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $150,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-612-3600. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just complete a short application over the phone. If you qualify, your coverage starts right away. That's instant term life coverage in one simple call. Call Jefferson National at 1-866-612-3600. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations. Based in Dallas, Texas, Jefferson National issues term life under form number JNLSEL03 or a state variation. Call Jefferson National now. 1-866-612-3600. That's 1-866-612-3600.
The only place in Washington to hear the voices of Fox Radio. Talk Radio, WMET 1160, your station for Tony Snow. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon. Alan Combs, late nights from 10 to 1. Grease Man in the morning. J.T. Ballard at noon. G. Gordon Liddy at 2. Linda Chavez at 4. And Bauer and Rose at 6. Intelligent talk with a splash of grease. Talk Radio, WMET 1160. Online at WMET1160.com.
You're tuned to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. Here once again is your host, Dr. Bob Hedaya.
Welcome to the Whole Psychiatry Hour at WMET 1160 AM. I'm your host, Bob Hedaya, and we're talking today with Dr. John Crawford, a vice president of SpectraCell Laboratories, about the health effects of different vitamin deficiencies on mental health, how your doctor can test you in more sensitive ways. And Dr. Crawford, we were talking before the break about the particular type of test you do and about people being deficient. 30% of people, and I'm not surprised really in our high-stress lifestyles, about 30% of the people that you've tested are deficient in B12. I want to go back to the methodology you're using. This is really a question from a physician's point of view. If a person gets tested and the cells you're using are immune cells and they have some kind of an immune disorder, whether it's lupus or some type of immune suppression or overactivation, does that affect the outcome of the test?
If the cells have if they're immunosuppressed and the cells won't respond to a challenge, we cannot do a test on that patient. That only occurs, however, in about 3% of the subjects we test.
So if I sent in a sample for somebody who has, say, chronic fatigue, immune deficiency, CFIDS, where there's some immune dysfunction, that would not cause a problem in the testing?
No, it does not. I mean, I've tested a lot of blood on patients with varying degrees of HIV infection.
Mm-hmm.
And we successfully treat about, or successfully test about 90% of those subjects.
Okay.
What happens is there's a form of white blood cell called a T cell. Some people in the audience may be familiar with that. And in the AIDS patient, as that T cell population declines, there comes a time when I can't test that specimen successfully. But 90% of the people we test are with immune dysfunction.
Okay.
And most of us have some immune dysfunction because we all have some degree of nutritional deficiencies.
Well, that makes sense. You're listening to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160 and WMET1160.com. We're talking with Dr. Crawford, Vice President of SpectraCell Laboratories, about the effects of different vitamin deficiencies on mental health and how your doctor can help test you for these things. So, Dr. Crawford, you know, actually, just before the show, somebody in the studio said to me, well, can I just take, and I won't mention the vitamin, but commonly known low potency vitamin. My doctor tells me that's fine for me. It's fine. A lot of people think, well, why can't I just take a multivitamin? And so my question to you is, from the data that you see in your laboratory, do you think it's reasonable for most people in say living under normal conditions, mother, father, some kids, working a job, etc., are they going to be deficient? Is a B supplement, a standard B supplement, adequate to correct their deficiencies?
I personally think that's a dangerous assumption. In data that is independent of our laboratory from the University of Texas, when they tested about 5,000 normal people, they found that 80% of the people tested had deficiencies. And half of the population was taking a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
So there was really no guarantee that just because you, and I was raised in an area where one a day brand, for example, was a very popular brand, and we should just one a day brand. You just take it every day and everything's fine. That's a dangerous assumption. I give a lot of presentations around the country, and one of the slides I use just shows the number of factors involved in, you know, your nutritional or vitamin status. And clearly, dietary intake is one. But we forget that, you know, the absorption, the genetic issues, the amount of exercise, alcohol consumption, disease, pathology, medications you're on, those are just a few of the things can affect whether or not those things are actually adequate for you.
I think that's very well put, and I think it's very accurate. I think they're currently talking about changing the required daily allowance for vitamin D, for example, because they're finding that 400 international units is probably not enough. And, I think people's needs do vary. We know with that genetic test that I was mentioning earlier on in the show, MTHFR,
right,
that some people are just going to need much higher doses or not even the standard type of folic acid, but a different type of folic acid.
Correct.
Right. So really what we're coming to is individualized medicine.
That's right. And I think that was one of the reasons our technology was developed, was one of the very early pioneers in this whole area was a gentleman by the name of Roger Williams, who first espoused the concept of biochemical individuality and said, hey, we're all different. We all need different amounts of different things. And he said, but we have no way to test for it. And that's really what we're trying to do.
And we're getting there. That's the amazing thing is we are getting there.
I know. It's exciting.
It's fascinating. You're listening to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160 and WMET1160.com. We're talking with Dr. Crawford, Vice President of Spectracell Laboratories. Dr. Crawford, how about minerals? We've talked about the B vitamins. How about minerals and their effect on mental health, say magnesium, zinc, copper, or other minerals? What do you think?
Well, I think clearly that I think there's a lot of information out there on the minerals, particularly with anxiety, lethargy, mood swings, these kinds of things related to calcium, magnesium, and zinc.
Okay, so you see zinc as being a major player?
Oh, zinc is the most common deficiency we find.
Now, let me ask you this. I see people from different parts of the country, and I've noticed that some people say from Pennsylvania never have a zinc deficiency. I just saw a patient from Texas who had a phenomenal, his mineral analysis was just beautiful, if you can say that about a mineral analysis.
Right.
It was just phenomenal. And I don't know if it was a particular supplement he was taking or the soil. What do you see with people from different parts of the country and their mineral status?
We have not observed any geographical redistributions of mineral deficiencies. I think it is so common. And most of the food that we eat is really grown in soil that's generally depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think it would be wonderful to have some data to say and look at people who are eating whole foods and so forth to see if these deficiencies are not as frequently observed. But we have not noticed that people in Texas are any healthier than the people in Pennsylvania or New York or California.
Okay. The functional intracellular assay, the FIA, which is what your company is doing, do you use that to test for minerals?
Yes.
And the same procedures involved?
Yes, we grow cells in culture and look at the effects of these minerals on the cell's ability to respond to a challenge, how well it can grow. Yes.
Now, in standard practice, how are minerals tested for?
Well, there's a couple approaches. One is to measure the absolute amount in blood serum. How much zinc is present in the liquid component of your blood. That has nothing to do with what's inside the cell.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will look at hair analysis, and that's particularly good for looking at heavy metals and toxicity of these things, too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it gives us any idea of whether or not the patient is deficient in any of these components.
So the again, like the functional intracellular assay for this.
Yes.
Now, how quickly does a test change? You know, I measure people's iron, for example, and that's very difficult to get an accurate read. One patient I've tested, she tested very high, the next day very low. You know, how much variability is there in your test?
I think the test, and I'm being very honest here, it's a very complicated and it has a higher error to it than the traditional serum measurement that you would perform. That's because we're growing cells in tissue culture. But generally speaking, most of the tests have what we call a 10% variance.
Mm-hmm.
In the accuracy of the test. And depending on where your result is, can be confusing at times, but I think we have shown with testing and with review, peer review, and so forth that the quality and precision of the test is pretty good for the difficulty of what we're trying to do.
You're listening to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160 and WMET1160.com. We're talking with Dr. Crawford, the Vice President of Spectracell Labs, about the effects of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients on your mental health. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how your doctor can have you tested. This is Dr. Hedaya.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-8917. That's 800-449-8917. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-8917. That's 800-449-8917.
That's the Big Dipper over there.
Yellow and blue make green.
Well, a cow pie really isn't a pie.
Come on, ref, open your eyes!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Come on now. You have to be tired of it. How it looks and feels. Red, scaly, itchy skin. I'm talking about the pain and embarrassment of psoriasis, eczema, seborrheic dermatitis, even stubborn dandruff. Take a look in the mirror. If you want to change your life, you need to call Acadia Skincare today. Acadia's revolutionary skincare products will help restore your skin to a normal, healthy appearance in less than 10 days. You'll even see and feel a dramatic difference in 24 hours. Acadia's topical active ingredients are effective, safe, non-greasy, and FDA approved. Best of all, they work. You can't buy a more effective over-the-counter treatment. Acadia even has a risk-free trial offer. You have nothing to lose but your problem skin. So don't let psoriasis, eczema, or seborrheic dermatitis slow you down. Forget about all those products that you tried. That was in the past. This is now.
You need to call Acadia Skincare today at 1-800-870-9643. You owe it to yourself. That's 1-800-870-9643. Don't suffer any longer. Call now. 1-800-870-9643.
Tune in. Log on. Stay connected from anywhere in the world. Talk Radio WMET 1160. Your station for talk is online at WMET1160.com. Get caught up on the latest news. Check out the program schedule. Post your comments to the WMET blog. And whether you're sitting in the office or you're on the road on business, you can listen live to Greaseman, Tony Snow, J.D. Ballard, G. Gordon Liddy, Linda Chavez, and Bauer and Rose. It's all online at WMET1160.com.
Welcome back to the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160. Here again is your host, Dr. Bob Hedaya.
Hey, welcome back to the Whole Psychiatry Hour at WMET Talk Radio 1160 AM. I'm your host, Bob Hedaya, MD. Want to remind you that you can reach me at wholepsych.com, WHOLEPSYCH.com. And remember, you can listen to this discussion again or our previous shows on my website, where I have the shows permanently archived, or on WMET1160.com, where the shows are archived for several weeks. I think it's worth re-listening to these shows. There's a lot of information, and I think you find it helpful. The goal of the Whole Psychiatry Hour here on WMET 1160 is to open your mind to new ways of looking at mental health problems. Today, we're having the pleasure of talking with Dr. Crawford, a laboratory director, about the effects of different vitamin deficiencies on mental health and how your doctor can utilize more sensitive laboratory tests to detect these deficiencies. It's not as simple as it used to be, but we're moving ahead very, very quickly these days in medical practice, in personalized medicine. Dr. Crawford, let's talk about antioxidants. What are antioxidants?
Antioxidants are compounds that protect us from the effects of aging and stress in our life. We produce unstable molecules in our body just through normal processes. And antioxidants, and these things oxidize cell membranes and cause heart disease and cancer. And
you mean they break down cell membranes?
They break down
tissues.
Cell membranes. They break down. They alter the structure of DNA, and people believe that this can lead to cancers. And what antioxidants do is they get rid of those hostile molecules.
Mm-hmm. I often use the analogy. I say, well, if you're sitting in my office and we had a one free radical, one tennis ball bouncing around in the room. And maybe in a year it would destroy the room. And the free radical would be like the tennis ball. Now, if I had 1,000 free radicals or 1,000 tennis balls, the room would be broken down within a day.
Correct.
And I think of antioxidants as substances that kind of soak up these tennis balls or free radicals. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, are antioxidants or deficiencies of antioxidants as closely linked to mental health problems as B vitamins, or is it a more subtle effect?
In my opinion, I don't think the research is as clearly defined for antioxidants as it is for the B vitamins. I don't think there's any doubt, however, that the effects of antioxidant deficiencies have impacts on mental health. I think there's lots of ramifications that occur, heart disease, for example, cancers and so forth, that result from antioxidant deficiencies that contribute to mental health issues.
Mm, yeah, I think I would agree with you. I think it's a slower process. And the way I think of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think of the mitochondria, the energy factories of the cell. Now, every cell in our body has these mitochondria. That I think of these mitochondria as being damaged by free radical excess or not enough antioxidants, stress, mm-hmm. et cetera, toxins in our environment. And as these mitochondria can generate energy less efficiently, all kinds of functions in the body start to deteriorate, and why not the brain? Why wouldn't the brain deteriorate as well?
Exactly.
Right? So, but it's not like giving someone a B12 shot when they're deficient, and in the next day or week or so, they start to feel better. The repair process with antioxidants is much slower and limited. Does that make sense?
In some cases, may not be as easily reversible as we would like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that fits with what I see. Now, does your test, the functional intracellular assay, have the same advantages for testing antioxidants as, say, for the B vitamins?
Oh, absolutely, and I think our test is very unique. What we do is we actually take your cells, and we will grow those cells in culture, and then we will expose them to varying loads of free radicals or tennis balls, if you want to use that analogy, and see how well they can defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are your cells prepared to resist the damage that can be incurred if you have an environment where there's lots of tennis balls flying around?
Now, you mentioned before that maybe there's a certain error rate in the test results.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a patient and I get this test done, how do I know whether my results are really accurate?
Well, that's a good question. I think you have to depend to some degree on the credibility of the laboratory. Certainly, we are licensed by CLIA.
Well, I know that your test is accurate.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, there's a certain error that occurs in all laboratory testing.
Sure.
And how can a patient know that their labs are accurate? Not that the lab messed up, but maybe there's something else. Is there any way of knowing that, or do you have to just kind of...
Well, I think the easiest way to do is if you have a question and the test results don't fit the clinical situation, is to repeat the test and
mm-hmm.
see if it comes back the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly one way to do it. But that's a difficult question for anyone to answer as it relates to how do you know that your blood sugar was really 105?
Yeah.
Without sending another blood in and seeing that it's 105.
Yeah, I think the point is, as you said, you really don't want to over or solely rely on the laboratory. You want to make sure the clinical picture fits.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not the laboratory's role to make a determination of the health of the patient. Our role is simply to provide you with some information to help you assess what that patient's real health issues are.
Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Hedaya on the Whole Psychiatry Hour on WMET 1160 and WMET1160.com. We're talking with Dr. John Crawford, Vice President of Spectracell Laboratories, about testing yourself for vitamin, mineral deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies. Dr. Crawford, let's move on for a moment to the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin E, coenzyme Q10, et cetera. Which ones does your laboratory test for?
We test for coenzyme Q10, vitamin E, vitamin A, and vitamin D. And we have not yet started testing for vitamin K, although we're working on it.
Okay. And would you say there are any mental health signs and symptoms associated with deficiencies in these fat-soluble vitamins?
Oh, particularly vitamin E. Yes, I think there's a lot of data out there that would talk about cognitive function and mental issues with vitamin E, and I'm not sure those are directly related to its antioxidant properties, but as its function as a vitamin.
What kind of mental health symptoms or signs do you associate with vitamin E?
Dementia.
Oh, okay. You know, there was a large study about vitamin E and, that maybe vitamin E wasn't helpful. I guess it was several months ago.
Yes.
My problem with the study, and I'd like to hear from you, but my problem with the study is that the vitamin E that they tested was not actually the whole complement of vitamin E. The tocotrienols and tocopherols, there are 8 different parts, right?
That's absolutely true. And I think a lot of these studies that get so much publicity, and particularly in antioxidants, are really flawed because the system of antioxidants is a system of the interaction of quite a number of them. And most of the studies look at the effect of a single antioxidant, which can really upset the system and make it dysfunctional. I got confused there for a moment, but one of the things we observed early on when we published a paper a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, was that you can take too many antioxidants and lead to a decreased antioxidant function if you oversupplement.
See, so that's the problem with the traditional medical model, which has done a lot for people's health, but the problem is there's not a systems thinking process going on.
No, there's not.
We're running short on time. A couple of more questions. Can a listener get tested using this methodology, and does insurance cover this testing?
Insurance covers the testing if it's ordered through your physician.
Okay, and how, if I'm listening, how do I find out about this?
You can visit our website, which is spectracell.com, and it's spectracell.com, or contact us at our 800 number, 1-800-227-5227.
Great. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Crawford from Spectracell Laboratories. That's it for today's Whole Psychiatry Hour here on WMET 1160 AM. Remember, you can contact me at wholepsych.com. Next week, we're going to shift our focus, and we're going to talk with a unique guest, a psychiatrist who's running for political office in Maryland, Dr. Lisa Van Susteren. Dr. Susteren has studied politics and political figures, and she's knowledgeable about a broad range of subjects that touch on the politics of mental health and the mental health of politics and our politicians. You won't want to miss this one. This is very unusual. And remember, you have 3 ways to listen to it: on the Sunday show live on WMET 1160 or WMET1160.com, or my website where it will be archived permanently, wholepsych.com. This is Dr. Robert Hedaya reminding you to remain focused on your health goals, not your obstacles, and your goals will be yours.
Medical advice, opinions, and the references cited are for information only and are not intended to diagnose or prescribe. For your specific diagnosis and treatment, consult your personal doctor or healthcare provider.